Must we become coffee snobs to drink and enjoy the best? Of course not. In fact, I think snobbishness ruins coffee the way it ruins classical music. Ever sat with an audiophile and be threatened with dismemberment if you don't sit precisely in the sweet spot to enjoy the recording they're playing for you? Remember the soup Nazi on Seinfeld? These individuals are entitled to their obsessive compulsive behavior, but not to bully the rest of us to join them in killing the fun. Let me tell you a true story. I was in eighth grade. Mr. O'Neill, my science teacher, was putting our class to sleep lecturing us. Out of boredom, I made and flew a paper airplane designed to get the attention of a female classmate. Mr. O'Neill spotted this plane and, seizing the moment, suggested the class study aerodynamics of why this plane flew so well. Unfortunately, with all the rules and mathematics, he was able to convert an inspired experience into a dull and uninteresting chore. If there's one thing I and my classmates decided after this exercise, it's that none of us were going to become aerodynamic engineers. The same thing can happen with coffee. My earliest coffee enjoyment was during college, going to diners that served varying quality coffee, mostly bad. We flooded our coffee with cream and sugar and enjoyed it, coupled with our boastful talk of the future. I later graduated to Dunkin' Donuts and stared deeply into my future wife's eyes while thoroughly enjoying each and every sip and enjoying watching her sip hers. Notice I haven't once mentioned things like what kind of tree grew the coffee, the genesis of the bean, the dissolved solids in the cup, brewing temperature, throw weight, or all of the other non-sensate, non-passionate items that are necessary to the process, but absolutely, utterly dispensable to the experience. I'm starting to see fascistic memes posted on social media, such as, "Friends don't let friends drink bad coffee." Why not? To me, and keep in mind, I like and consume the very best. Nothing matters less. It's like saying friends don't let friends play squeaky violins. If you don't let them, they'll never get good. As Chesterton said, anything worth doing is worth doing badly. Another quote I like to apply is this one. He knows the price of everything and the value of nothing. Substitute the word specification for price, and you have my point. There are some specific things that are not important to coffee enjoyment. Bean origin. There are some ideal places to grow coffee, but none is automatically a predictor of perfect quality. Blends versus single origin. The truth is, there are some very good blends. There are also some very good single-origin beans that have wonderful flavors, but are missing balance, waiting for the right beans to blend with. Roast. I fought the dark roast craze when Starbucks made it ubiquitous throughout our country. Now it's gone too far in the other direction. Cream and sugar. They're not the enemies of coffee. If you like coffee without them, fine. If you're on a diet and cannot use them, fine, but don't assume I'm on your diet or share your taste buds. Remember, in the world of fine chocolate, it is still presumed that sugar and perhaps dairy will become ingredients to even the finest specimens. In fine dining, it's no insult to a farmer or the chef that you put balsamic vinegar and oil over a bed of organic lettuce. It's not an insult to coffee farmers, the roaster, or a barista that you use cream or sweetener. The most important thing to each of them is that they earn a sustainable wage for their labor making it for you. Manual brewing versus machine. I recently heard Peter Giuliano of the Specialty Coffee Association exclaim on a radio interview, "I don't own a machine." Well, I've got nearly 100, Peter, and I've got all the manual, non-machine devices you probably do own. The truth is, there are lots of ways to make coffee. It's a significant part of the process and the most important part that most consumers will ever become involved with. I can say with certainty that machines are the most repeatable, most practical, and the future of improved coffee brewing. Just as both handheld computers are faster, handier, and more accurate than the best bookkeeper with a scratch pad, and anti-lock brakes long ago outperformed even race car drivers with their ability to stop a car in the shortest distance, we are nearing the point where the only excuse for using a manual non-machine to brew coffee is the best current reason to do so. It's fun, if you have the time. Some of us have jobs, outside interests, and simply like machines, and those are equally fair reasons to own and use a machine. I was once asked if I am a coffee snob. I replied that I'd rather have a bad cup of coffee with a friend than a perfect one alone. I've had plenty of both, and I still think so. Keep drinking great coffee. I'm Kevin Sinnott, Coffee Companion Podcast, coffeecompanion.com, and the creator host of CoffeeCon, the consumer coffee event, at coffee-con.com. Talk to you soon.